This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
We're ready for the word of God. We ask as we begin that we look again at the gospel according to John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. The gospel according to John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. We're so grateful for our music ministry, for all that they do. God bless you. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song singing on today. John 15, verse 1 through 8, and it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Let us pray. God, our creator and sustainer, we ask right now in a special way that you speak to us. Speak to us, God. We, your servants, that we may hear your word, but not just hear your word. We will get your words into our minds and our hearts, and then, God, we will do the work you've called us to do. Bless us now, that we can truly be a blessing unto others. Use us in a special way. We'll give you all the praise. Thank you for this day. Speak now to us, and then speak through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the gospel according to John chapter 15, we find these words of Jesus. That's Jesus speaking to his disciples, and he's speaking to us today. When he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Yes, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Our subject for this sermon on this Sunday morning is, you can do it. You can do it. We've been preaching and teaching for this, that this is the year of action. Well, Pastor, what do you mean by this is the year of action? This is the year of action because down through the years, it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian, doesn't matter how long you've been saved, we've been learning, we've been preparing, and we're always preparing. What are we preparing for? We're preparing to do the work that God has called us to do. We've been preparing to do the things God wants us to do, not just to learn the things God wants us to learn, not just to hear the things God wants us to hear, but to become who God wants us to become and do the work he called us to do. For some reason, I just got to place this on me to talk about the fact that we need to do those things he's called us to do. He's given us gifts. Everybody who's accepted Christ has at least one spiritual gift. And those gifts are to be used for the edification of the body of Christ. Those gifts are to be used to build up the body, to do the work God has called us to do. In Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us clearly, it says that we recognize that the reason we're saved by grace through faith, not of works, as anyone can boast. But verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. I'm just saying, it's time for us to do what the Lord has called us to do. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, over and over and over in God's word, it tells us that God looks at, and Jesus looks at the ones who are doing the will of his Father, not just talking about it. He tells us about the man who built his house upon the sand. He built his house upon the sand. And when the rain came, the house fell. But look at what he said. There's a man who built his house upon the rock. And when the rains came and the storm came, the house stood. But notice in the text when he talks about the rain and he talks about the rock, he's talking about the sand. He's saying, listen to me. This is what he says. Those who hear my words and will do what the word says is like the man who built his house upon the rock. But those who hear my word and will not do what the word says is like the man who built his house upon the sand, and that's the house that cracks. I'm just saying God is calling for us to do something. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we would think, you know, I can't do anything right now. I can't really go anywhere. I'm being safe. And where I go, I have a mask on. I really can't do much. But yes, I will say unto you right now, we could probably do more now than we've ever been doing. We've been saying for a long time as a church, we got to get out of the walls of this church. As beautiful as it is, we have to get out of the walls of this church and do the work God has called us to do. Now, not because of our own doing, we find ourselves outside of the walls of this church. But yet, we can still be the church and we can still do the things that we ought to do. Today, when we talk about this message and talk about our text, and when we talk about the word that we have, our title, our scripture, our subject for today, is you can do it. My first point, and we pull this together, is you can do it. Oh yes, I want you to know, you can do it. God has called you and made you. You are special. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't let anybody talk you out of being who you are. Don't let anyone talk you out of being who God created you to be and to be as special as you are. He did not make us to be the same, even though we're made of the same thing. We still are flesh and blood. And when we argue, when we look at other folk, all the time we recognize this, is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not to be so upset and work and tear each other down. But no matter whatever somebody is saying about you that seems to be bringing you down, when it seems like folk are always talking you down and writing about you and saying all kinds of things, at least you know they have you on their minds. Oh yes, you are very important. You are very special. And you were built, and you were built for a purpose. God has called you to do something marvelous, and he's equipped us all to do the work that he's called us to do. He's equipped us to live in the way he'd have us to live. In the midst of what we're going through, God is still in charge, and he's in charge in you. We truly believe that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. We are special. We are his workmanship. We are special to God. You are special to God. I remember I used to preach a sermon all the time talking about you are special. And when I talk about you are special, I will always say this. I want to say to you. You are the only you that you have. Now think about it. I don't care if you may be twins, triplets, whatever. But you are the only you that you have. You have to love you. You have to think about what God has placed in you. Not being arrogant, not being haughty, not thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but you at least ought to think of yourself enough to take care of what God has given you. He's created us. He created you. And your body is to be used. It is the temple of God. God dwells in you. Yes, he does. And he dwells in you for a purpose. But what's that purpose? I want you to know that what that purpose is, it is for you to do. What God has for you, it is for you. My very first point is, you can do it. My second point is, you can do it. Yeah, second point. You can do it. So many times we think we don't have the ability to do whatever it is that God has called us to do. We think we lack the opportunity. We think we lack this. If I had more time, if I had more money, if I had more family, if I had less children, if I had more children, if I had somebody who was there for me when I was younger, if I had somebody who would be with me when I'm older, if I had more on my job, if I had less on my job, if I had more of this, if I had more of that. No, you have exactly what you need because you can do what God has called you to do. Oh yes, you have the ability to walk as God would have you to walk. You have the ability to live like God would have you to live. You have the ability to do what what God has called you to do. You can, you can, you can, you can. Understand this. All of our foreparents, as they looked at times, they were always told that they were less than. Those who were enslaved were constantly told that they were less than. Those even during the civil rights movement, when you even had the Jim Crow laws in place, everybody was told, you are less than. There were so many black folk that just wanted to be white folk because white had everything going on. But no, you can. You have the ability to make a difference. You have the ability to turn things around. You have the ability because you can. It is in you. You can. You can. You can. Don't let folk tell you you can't. Don't let can't be a part of your life. Don't let can't lead and direct and guide you and keep you fearful, because you can do it. Oh, yes. You have the ability. Well, how, Pastor? How can I? How can I? I'm glad you asked. Our scripture helps us with that. Jesus says he is the true vine. God the Father owns it. He's the vine dresser. And what he's saying to us is that because we have a relationship with Christ, because he's living in us and guiding us, because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, he tells us this. Notice this. He says, I am the branch. You are the vine. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Notice that as a branch, the branch has the ability to do something. What is it that a branch ought to do? The branch ought to produce the fruit. The fruit comes from the branch. But the branch cannot produce fruit if it's not connected to the vine. You got to hear me. If you're connected to the vine, then as a branch, you can produce fruit. Now notice in this, when I say you can do it, you're saying, nah, there's some things I really can't do. But if you're connected to Christ, and you're trusting and depending upon him with all your heart, all your mind, all your heart, soul, you realize you're connected to the one who gives you the power to do whatever has to be done. Yes, you can do it. Why? Because power lives in you. Getting to the last point. I said, you can. Now, the last point is this. You can do it. Yeah, you can do it. Do what? You can do what God has placed within you to do. You have the authority. You have the power who lives in you. Jesus says, this is what he says, I am the vine, the true vine. You are the branches. And notice what happened. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I abide in him, he it is that bears much fruit. What can you do? You can do God's will. What is it? It is getting God's will done. You can do what God has empowered you to do. You can live the way God has empowered you to live. You can do the things God has empowered you to do. Why? Because God lives in you. Because he's given you power that you didn't think you had. He's given you abilities that you didn't think you had. Look again when I talk about our foreparents, how all the stuff they were in, how terrible things were, how deep they were down and looked like they should have been depressed, looked like they should have not been able to do anything but just sit around and cry and moan and get no place. But no, they decided, I am somebody. They decided, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. They decided, I'm going to go to another level. I'm going to trust God with all of my heart and lean not to my own understanding. They decided that they would look at the Word of God and see what the Word of God says to them. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done. It will be done because you can do it. You can trust him today. I don't know what it is going on in your life right now. I don't know what has you down and depressed. But in the middle of Black History Month, you need to hold your head high. And when you look at the record, when you look at how God has brought us from this point to that point, when you see how God has lifted us up even as a people, and yet, yes, there's still injustice, and yet there's still difficult times. But in the midst of all of our difficult times, you can lift your head high and say, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. The song says, how long? Until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. How long? Until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. That's what the Word of God says. We need to treat everybody right. We need to love like God would have us to love. We need to trust like God would have us to trust. And we abide in him and let his words abide in us. When we do that, we can do everything he's called us to do. I want to encourage you, because you can do it. You can do it. Well, Pastor, how can I do it? You can do it because he's already done it. What has he already done? He came through 40 and two generations, came to this earth and went about doing good. Out of all the good he did, folk talked about him and ridiculed him, called him everything but a child of God. But look at our Lord and Savior. He took on all the abuse. He took on all the heartache. He took on all the suffering. He did it for you and for me. And look at what he did. He allowed men to put nails in his hands. He allowed them to put nails in his feet with a crown of thorns on his head. And on the cross, because he loved you so much. On the cross, because he loved me so much. The Bible says he died. Oh yes, my brother. Oh yes, my sister. He died. But the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday. Stayed there all day Saturday. Stayed there all night Saturday night. But early, can you say early on that Sunday morning, he got up with all power, power over the grave, victory over death. He ascended into heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit who lives in us, who guides us, who directs us, who keeps us, who empowers us. So you can do it. Oh yes, it's time to work. It's time to do the work of the one who has called us. It's time to work. Our work is a work of love. Our work is a work of joy. Trust God. Trust God today. And do the work he's called you to do. Because you can do it. If somebody's here today and said, well, I don't really believe I can do it, because I don't have that relationship with the Lord. I need the Lord in my life. Right now, I want you to know you can accept him. You can pray right now to receive him. You can receive him as Lord of your life. The Bible is clear that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. On today, just give your heart to God. You can do it. On today, you can say, yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't believe I can change my life. I just like doing all the stuff I'm doing. I'm stuck. No, you're not stuck. God loves you. He will move in your life. He can transform you if you just allow him to. I'm going to pray a prayer with you. If you believe this prayer, all you have to do is pray it. I will lead you in. I can't pray it for you. It's a prayer you have to pray. And I pray this prayer. I want you to take this prayer, believe it in your heart. The Bible says that if you shall confess your mouth to the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's Romans 10 and 9. So if you believe this and you want to accept Christ, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart, Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, we ask that you would let us know. You can call the number that you see on the screen. Text us, just let us know in the comment section that you've given your life to Christ. We're celebrating with you. It's so important. You have to realize in this world you can do. We can love like God wants us to love. We can care like God wants us to care. We can have the compassion he wants us to have. We can truly make a difference in the lives of those around us and in our own lives. So trust God. We ask, even as you give on today, remember to just give through Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. You can give through Givelify to the various offerings that you want to give, but pay your tithes and then offering. And you can also send it to First African Baptist Church at 23 Montgomery Street, Savannah, Georgia, 31401. You can also mail it and send it to us. But we're so grateful you're with us. To all of our guests and others who share with us, thank you. God bless you. First African Baptist Church, remember on next Sunday, we'll be in African attire. So make sure you just send those to us. Well, make sure that you post it on Facebook and we'll receive it. And make sure you tag us, First African Baptist Church. Again, we thank you. Thank God for you. Go ahead and give and share together. And as we give and as we share together, we give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Because you can do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. Let us pray. God, we love you, we adore you, magnify your name. Thank you for this opportunity to come and to share on this day. Thank you for blessing us, that we can truly be a blessing unto others. We need you, God, in the midst of all we go through, all the trials, the tribulations, the hardships, the disappointments. But God, we can do all things through you who strengthen us. Let your word abide in us, and let us continue to abide in you and do the things you have us to do. Strengthen us, God, to do your will your way. And now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore, that the people of God say amen and praise God.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.